Lord, you are the God of peace and love, in whom we place our trust. Give us a peaceful heart that rests in you, and a loving spirit that pours forth your love to others. Amen. Mother Claire began, Mother, Jesus, I'm speechless. Into your hands we commend our spirits. Mother, I cannot even imagine. I said this to them because I had just seen a very sobering video, events to come in the near future. I highly recommend you all listen to it. The Lord has confirmed it is accurate. However, the one thing they have not counted on or computed is what the Lord will do. If they fed the entire Bible into their AI program, along with all their war scenarios, they would get a much different answer. For instance, how could anyone foresee a missile headed for an apartment building in Jerusalem, making a U-turn and going out to sea? They are computing outcomes on a deficient model. This is still very sobering, and the link is in the text below. The Blessed Mother began, Yes, beloved, this is a time unlike any other. What makes it more devastating is the level of technology you are all used to living in. To have all these things you have come to rely on stripped away all in one day. What you do not understand is how intricately this world is tied together through technology. You are right to consider medicine, communications, food, water, and then add disease to the mix. You are right to recognize what life will be like without these things. No cat food or dog food. You will have to learn how to cope. You are good at that. With God's help, you can do it. With much help, much grace, much prayer, much reliance on His love and provision and protection for you. He loves each of His brides so very dearly. And He is a good husband, Claire. The best. You can count on Him to provide everything, and I do mean everything. He knows full well what is necessary to sustain a body, and He has planned everything in advance. You can count on Him. You have each other here in the community. There is much comfort in a godly community. You are a good mother, Claire, a Proverbs 31 Passion Translation mother. I am with you, beloved. Truly, this place is a gem in the Lord's crown. How could He not protect it? Yes, I am reading your thoughts. He can also protect your children, especially because you have cared so vigilantly for His. Oh, Mother, I think I have failed as a mother. Blessed Mother continued, In some respects, yes. That is true, but in the things we needed you to succeed in, you have indeed done well. The rest is up to them. For all of you heart dwellers, for you on the mountain, graces flow downwards into the lives of other souls, because you are here doing what God has asked of you. Some of you will react in panic and want to run home and protect your families. But this is no time for that. Your power comes from your position in prayer. There is no way you can provide for your families. But because you provided for others, God is taking that part in providing for them. You can be sure of one thing. You cannot outgive the Lord. You gave Him your lives. How much more will He who gave His body and blood to save you? How much more do you think He will give to your loved ones? You be about His business, and He is about yours. Your prayers from this mountain will do far more than you could do with your body if you were among them. He sends His angels to meet their needs. You still have no concept of what a consecrated soul living in a consecrated community. You have no idea the power of such souls. Please do take my word for it. I am worried about protection. Spend time with Him, then tell me how worried you are. He's got this, Claire. He has put you all here for this time and season. Let me assure you of this. No harm will come to any of you. He has given his angels as protection for you. But what about Ezekiel? He was transported and beaten. He is a victim's soul, but you did not see him being attacked here. This is a different circumstance, much like Padre Pio. Your concern is more for intruders, and I am telling you, Jesus has us covered too. Bible promises, joy. You shall go out with joy and be led forth in peace. So many surprises, if you only will trust. I know this is hard for you and for everyone to trust what you cannot see, hear, or understand. But grace has been given you all for that as well. Can you trust, dear ones? Will you trust? You must lead the others in that, so you are being equipped every day to sustain that trust.